So we had that kind of as a baseline, and then in September there was a press release about the BCRG, and then the data were finally presented here in San Antonio. Can you talk about that study?
The BCRG-006 study, led by Denny Slayman, really did probably one of the most courageous studies, because he chose to use a non-anthracycline-containing arm because he's very passionate about it and felt very strongly, having done the metastatic trial, that the AC followed by docetaxel Herceptin would give you cardiac toxicity. So he really wanted a treatment included that did not include an anthracycline. So it was ACTH, which is T with or without Herceptin, and then the TCH, the docetaxel carboplatin. Initially, they had some patients who got cisplatinum, but not too many with Herceptin. As I said, I think it was a very scientifically sound trial that was designed. The interim analysis that was done in September actually was presented at this meeting at San Antonio, and it again showed a very, very strong benefit with the use of Herceptin. It was a 51% reduction in recurrence when you used AC followed by the, again, docetaxel Herceptin, and 39% with the TCH. Now, if you looked at the three curves, and I know we're talking, so you can't actually see the three curves, but the way they came out was that the ACTH was on top, the TCH was in the middle, and then the ACT was on the bottom. There was not a significant difference if you compared the ACTH to the TCH statistically. However, if you look at the graph, I think it's pretty clear that the TCH is in the middle.
Although, you know, Dr. Slayman and other people in the BCRG are sort of trying to hold their ground and say, well, statistically, we can't say that.
And that's correct. You can't say that.
And yet everybody else is looking at those curves and kind of saying, it doesn't look quite as good.
That's why I made the point that I did, because when you look at it, it's pretty clear on the graphs that TCH is in the middle. But they're correct when they say that, again, the number of events is pretty small. They only had 322 events. It's an interim analysis. Things could change, and I think we have to wait on that.